Welcome to Podtacular episode 204, pre-ODSC hype, for the week of September 19th, 2009.
Welcome to episode 204 of Podtacular. I am your host, Dust Storm.
And I am your host, G. Lewis. Only 47 minutes late.
And I guess I'm Amplified Silence.
You guess?
Yes,
don't know.
You don't even know who we are.
You don't know who you are?
No. Okay.
Gunspeech forgot who he is.
Here, I'm Amplified Silence, so you can call me that.
That works. There we
go.
That works.
Can I call you Amp?
Yes, you can call me Amp.
Okay, Amp it up.
Don't hear that all the time at all.
Really?
Amplified Silence.
I guess that's not too surprising, but...
I get the, whenever we're playing on Amplified, Amp, you're doing so bad, but it's your map.
Oh, that's right, because I have... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's annoying.
It's called silence for a reason. Shut your mouth.
Amplified silence. How do you amplify silence, though?
That's the point.
You make it.
I know.
You can do that, but if people are talking, you...
Just white noise.
You get the hum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hum.
As G. Lewis is so demonstrating right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's quite what I'm going to be remembered by, but...
Okay. Anywho, we're going to welcome in our guest host of the week, Amplified Silence, who also does a Halo podcast as well.
I do. And we're actually doing some recording this weekend as well, so hopefully we'll have some stuff up next week in time for ODSC. And we'll actually have some Dallas stuff as well, because it's been a little too long since Dallas, but I want to get some stuff out there. But
yeah, hopefully we'll have an episode out soon. And I'm still working on montage from Dallas, from all the video documentary.
It's
going to
be a montage.
So
check the .com for that. Check it out. Check.
So as we said two times before already, Amp is our guest, and... You've been around the community how long?
I've been around, I can't remember my join date. I think it was February of 08. No, I don't know. This is like 132, episode 132 or something.
I don't know.
So that was, that was around the beginning of 2008.
Yeah, so I haven't been around that long, but I feel that I've kind of gotten into it all. So, I don't know.
Nice. Very nice.
Welcome.
And what else do you do in the Halo community? I know you do some video editing, some montages. At least you host montages.
I host montages on my YouTube channel. I'm kind of one of the newer ones. You guys might know about, like, FB Walshy for the win, and those guys over on YouTube. But I'm starting to host stuff on YouTube from Halo 3 Forum mostly. And I've been to plenty of MLG events. Both to compete and spectate. I do my Halo podcast. I don't know. I just try to get my name out there as much as I can, at least in the Halo community. I've gotten to know some pros, including Roy and SK, and so it's a lot of fun.
Very nice. Very nice. Anything in particular to do around the Podtacular community, or do you...
I just browse the forums mostly.
Just try to... Goer.
Yeah, mostly the MLG room, actually, because that's kind of what I focus on, and I feel that I contribute there quite a bit,
nice.
Whether it be critiquing or just adding to or whatever. So
nice. You said pre-show that you were at Dallas for a couple days.
Dude,
tell us about your experience at Dallas.
It was hectic. Let me preface this a little bit. That the Sunday Dallas was scheduled to finish. Was my move-in date at college across the country pretty much in New York. So what I had to do is I had that whole week of being ahead of Dallas. I had to drive my stuff up that weekend before, then go to my teammate's house who lives in Fort Worth. And then when we were there, we practiced for like the week and then went over to Dallas. And then 4 o'clock Sunday morning, I had to get up, catch my shuttle to the airport and fly out and moved into college. And here I am. So
ouch.
It was quite a cramped event for me, but it was still a lot of fun. Oops.
Yeah. Dang. It kind of sucks.
Like I was telling you, it's one of the smallest events I think I've ever been to, like size-wise.
Maybe Dallas last year was a little smaller, I think. Yeah. But I mean, from what you've been to, probably. I don't know. Orlando last year was huge.
Yes.
Columbus and Meadows this year were pretty big, too. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Cool. Did you get a chance to play Firefight or Heretic?
Yeah, I played Firefight. I actually got the most points on my team. I told you that earlier as well. But so I got those little pins, the little three superintendent pins.
I got them, and I didn't even get the high score.
Yeah, well, you're lucky. What I'm kind of looking back on now, listening to your guys' Dallas stuff, that I didn't go with you guys, do some stuff with you. Even though I was there with my team and I tried to stay with them, I probably could have come with you guys a little bit because I wanted to meet Shishka and all that stuff. So I'm kind of disappointed now. But
it's cool.
Again, I was only there for 2 days. At the event for 2 days. And
we're so. Probably, if the Orlando thing is true, we're probably going to go out to that.
Yeah, I might come to Orlando. It depends on where I am. Like if it's during the summer, I'll probably come because I live in North Carolina originally. So.
They say it's going to be late December.
I don't know what my schedule looks like, so I don't know where I'm going to go.
it really depends. It's all over the place.
Okay. So.
I are a college student with no monies.
Same.
with overdraft fees.
No, I haven't gotten any of those.
Oh.
Well, no, actually I have. Twice. I take that back.
Now the world knows about it.
Dang it. Dang it. It's not big.
That's why we need donations.
That is why we need donations. A lot of it comes out of pocket, except Chucky donated recently, so that was nice.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he donated $15.
Thank you, Dusty, with awesome. Your real job. this big boy job.
Chucky is taking care of us over here.
Sitting comfortably.
So, yeah. So what did you think of MLG Dallas overall with all the teams and whatnot? Did teams play as you expected? Was the outcomes as what you expected?
It wasn't quite what I expected. No. Yeah.
I don't think anybody expected the outcome.
I am an Instinct fan at heart, so it was disappointing to see them do like as well as they did, actually. So they didn't do bad, but I did like watching them beat Classic after being down 2-0. I liked watching Carbon play. I watched them 3-0 straight ripping on main stage on Saturday. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really liked Triggers Down since Orlando last year. I guess it was kind of the whole snipe down bandwagon thing, but I did like that the team they had there, and they did really well, and I was one of the TD chanters in Orlando, if you guys remember that. So, but as of this year, I haven't really liked that team that too much, so disappointed to see them win. I don't really like straight ripping either, so it wouldn't have really worked either way. But Carbon winning would have been awesome. So overall, Carbon came out, did their thing, and I definitely see them placing top three for the rest of the year. So
okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we would have really liked to hang out with you a little bit at Dallas, especially with the Shishka interview, because we did that Saturday evening. Which I'm guessing you were still there at that time, but...
Yeah, I was probably up landing in our room, so that was still fun, but I would have liked to be down there, so...
Yeah. Well, cool. And we didn't get the LAN party going either.
Yeah, that was kind of disappointing. Yeah.
That kind of sucked. But there's always more opportunities for that later on.
Yeah, if more of my teammates were involved in Podtacular, none of them were, so if more of them were, we probably would have hosted it in our room, but we just didn't have the kind of support. That side of things, so
that's right. Cool.
That's cool. Understandable.
And it was really hot in that room. So four Xboxes, four TVs, a lot of people, you know,
that's got hot. Cool.
Yeah. Gets hot really fast. One air conditioning vent, bad, bad, bad.
Did you stay at the hotel or did you stay at a different one?
Yeah, we stayed in the Hilton over on the atrium side of things, not the tower.
So. Oh, okay.
Cool. But overall, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
I enjoyed it. I'm glad I went.
Yeah. If you have a chance to go to one of these events, do it. Like, there's no reason not to.
I mean, even if it's just one.
Yeah, and like if you live like a state over, it's even worth the gas money to get over there to do it. Like, you can try to find somebody to split the room with, or find a hotel nearby. So you don't, because you're gonna be driving over there. Just find a hotel nearby that's cheap and just go. It's
we're family, or Brent.
We're family, or Brent. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun though. You really gotta go to one of these things before they finish up. So
what's cool about what we learned while we were there, or I guess what Dustin learned and then passed along, was that MLG actually knows where the event's gonna be a year in advance. But they just don't tell us.
That's so right.
I hate them now.
Yeah, I talked to the
head producer.
Yeah, the producer for.
Did he tell you any of them?
Is his name Tom? No, he didn't.
No.
We didn't even ask, I don't think. Did you ask?
No, I didn't ask.
He just said he knew a year in advance. Like, he didn't like say up front that they knew a year in advance, but he told Dustin was, we plan for every event a year in advance, or we know every event a year in advance.
It probably takes that much to get it like locked in. Just
for all the planting.
And the T1 connection and all that stuff, whatever they have.
Yeah, well, it also takes them 2 days to set up the whole venue. Like, they came in on Tuesday and got the venue set up, and then it takes them about a week to tear down.
Jeez.
Yeah, I've actually been back behind the curtain, behind main stage, you know?
Yeah.
They just have, like, so much equipment back there. It's not even... It's crazy.
It's a lot of nothing, but then like a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it was all the like extra pieces for the tower and all sorts of stuff back there. A lot of like racks and stuff.
Probably backup systems too.
Yeah, I went back
film
there.
Film recordings
in Columbus because I won the Dr. Pepper main stage seats and $100 gift card and all that stuff.
Oh, nice.
With that, we got the main stage seats, and so Detach, I'm pretty sure, one of the MLG guys, he led us back behind the whole production area and behind the curtain to get over to main stage so we'd get us some seats. And they actually had Farouk doing a little intro. It was Saturday. It was for the championship match. They had Farouk doing an intro. We were like crouched down right under where the camera came in because we had just gotten to that point, and there's like, and the production manager comes out, he's like, get down, and the camera comes in and like zooms in on Farouk, and we're like, oh, that was interesting. So cool. then he led us over to our seats, and it was second row main stage, so it's pretty cool.
It's good you didn't get hurt.
Yeah. Well,
very nice.
Well, cool. That's my one story for now.
Yeah. Well, we better not veer off topic too much,
yep,
because this is the pre-ODST jam or hype or whatever you want to call it. We call it
Welcome
hype.
Welcome to the Space Jam.
I guess that's appropriate for this, though, because it is in space.
Yes.
So,
space?
Well, technically it's on Earth.
Yeah,
but
so
you shoot off from space.
You start off in space.
So.
It's in Africa, so we can call that space. It's
so right now we're in space. We'll drop on the 2nd or on the 10th, so like Tuesday.
2 days away!
2 days!
Well, 2 days. Oh. In about 2 days and 4 hours, I will be sitting in front of GameStop.
I will be at the LAN party.
Hosted by Best Buy.
I would probably be asleep, and then I'll wake up at 8.
Post pictures of that if you can, G-Lewis. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my brother's got a video camera. We're trying to – he doesn't pick up his phone, so. So we're trying to see
yeah.
if that'll work.
Okay, well, Let's go ahead.
Watch him. Well, no, watch him. You get a hold of him. Watch him show up without the camera.
Oh, yeah, that would suck. Well, the kind of interesting thing is, like, I brought a digital camera, and it pretty much died on Saturday.
Yeah, I brought mine to Orlando and Dallas last year, and that was before they got all strict about, like, filming and photography and stuff. And
we got media passes!
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so I do, too. I do, too, but there's just... It just didn't work out, really. The Sony cameras, all the file shit is messed up because they don't want to... It's all exclusive to Sony and all that. I don't know. I just didn't want to deal with it. So,
The only time they told us not to use our cameras was when they started the live show for ODST.
Yeah.
That was the only thing they said about us and our cameras.
Did you post the recordings from main stage when we were sitting there talking to the production?
Yeah, they're up there.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, they're up there. There's only a few clips that aren't up there, but most of them are. It's about 4 hours of video content.
I'm surprised you didn't post the one of me playing.
I haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah.
Me playing. Well, actually, no. I was actually going to save that for Potacular Prime once we got that up and running. But
okay.
But that was the idea. Though these teas going to be out, so I might as well just post it today on the live stream anyway.
Yeah, why not?
So. You guys will get that if you guys stay.
To watch me play and pwn some noobs.
You got third. I don't think that was a pwn.
I did pretty good.
You did okay.
Pwn some AI. That's real good.
I didn't die, so that's good.
Yeah.
Dustin died like 4 times.
I died twice, and I still got the highest score.
Yeah, Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, I died once and didn't pick up a power weapon. I picked up the Mauler, I think.
My first kills led up to Kilimanjaro.
Mm-hmm.
I got a kill tackle with 5 grunts with 1 grenade, and I got 2 more brutes for the Kilimanjaro.
You call that a pew?
Okay, so this is how the rest of the podcast is going to go down. We have quite a few random frags we're going to go through. We probably won't get through all of them because there's so many.
We should just like 2 random frags and then take a call, and then do 2 and take a call.
Yeah. Well, I want to kind of keep all the ODST stuff together.
Okay.
So, we're going to do random frags, and then we're going to talk about ODST. And in the midst of ODST, everyone who is listening in live will have the chance to call in and be on the show.
Be on the show for the iTunes recording.
Yes. You'll get to ask questions, make comments.
Talk about Shishka.
Talk about Shishka.
The Okano Lodge.
Shishka.
And Kilimanjaro ringtone.
And what you're going to do is, for everyone that is live, you're going to send a message to Podtacular Live. That's the account name. And we will get your message. And then when it's time for us to include you into the call, I'll let you know. And we will get you on the show.
Mm-hmm. You call us and we'll accept or not accept. And if we don't accept the first time,
we'll call them.
Yeah. If you want to. We'll call us. We'll call you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay. So with that said, let's get on to some random frags. Who wants to start us off?
I'll do it.
Go for it.
All right. We got it from Galen Mander. I guess I'm saying that right. Hey, what's the website where you're giving them your gamer tag? And they have all this charts and stats and stuff like that. Tell how you're doing it. He's definitely doing it wrong with his post. But he wants to know where. I'm guessing he means that, like, at halo.whatever.com that you can get
I think Halo3Junk.
The form. Yeah, the
Halo3Junk.ws, or you can go to HaloCharts.com as well. Those are some sites.
Well, Halo3Junk is down now. They're not doing stat tracking anymore.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Well, then HaloCharts.
Yeah. I mean, they still have their avatars, but they pull it straight from Bungie now. They don't.
Oh, yeah, and you can go to Bungie, too. Bungie has a bunch of new stuff, too.
Yeah, but, like, Halo3Junk is known for all their custom avatars and signatures.
Yeah. All right, I'll do the next one, I guess. This one's from Nathan Allen, and this is Fry Me Please, fifth submission ever. I keep missing the sub.
Subtions.
Subtions.
Sub period tens.
And we are not making these up. These are actually how they are submitted. We
this is,
not
yeah. grammar this is subs- why you guys don't like the live shows, because we edit all this crap out. We listen to the crash
machine. Well, not this stuff. We keep this stuff in, but stuff we edit out.
Yeah.
I keep missing the submissions, so I don't know what episode this is. But anyway, you need to have a section on the show about nubs. And I help Stall Me Please steal all the watches, so ha 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 ha. Okay. that didn't help at all. But keep on fragging Nana with a midget on his back Mayday. While balancing.
Oh my god.
Well, it's Nana here.
He
so.
Spelled it Nana here. So
with a midget on his back, wheel wow, balancing on a cuckus ball on a truck.
Circus.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. This is ridiculous. On a truck that's fart juice on Duststorm's new Timex watch collection that I helped Stall Me Please steal while Duststorm was busy getting on fail boat with his sniper rifle. They end. They end.
I'm trying to think that people do this on purpose, because I went to elementary, middle, and high school. And it's
wait, you went to all three? Wow.
Yeah, man. I'm even in college. It's weird.
Well, I tested out of kindergarten, so.
So, I mean, I'm pretty sure that people don't have this bad of English. So, I don't know.
Anyway. No, maybe he's a nub.
Yes. Well, this actually is our first segment for nubs. Thank you for sending it to us.
Yes, you're our first contestant in this section for nubs.
Come on down.
You're the next person on the prize is nub.
Price the for nub nubs. The nub is right.
Yes.
Anywho.
Okay. Next one. Don't want to go down. Yeah, no, I'll no, stay with this one.
No,
T-Bone. That's why I'm going to stick with this one. T-Bone110 writes in, hello, it's T-Bone110, Podtacular's favorite overpriced steak.
I guess if you got the money, it's not overpriced, son.
$1.10 steak? I don't know. I don't know.
That's pretty cheap for me, man. that's per pound, though.
Hey, that's still a good steak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to say I had a great idea for a map where one person was to drive multiple people spread through the map to one safe zone.
It's like
if it doesn't transport them in time, the ones that didn't make it will be killed by the spawning objects. Okay, well that's it. Wait, one more last map I submitted was scraped because I made a better version of it. And I don't know how this got in there because he put random in the title, but it's not random, so You got the one custom of the week.
I think it would work if the person who was driving had to get the people out, like they shot like a fusion coil and it blew up the thing that people were inside of or something. I think that one could be cool. You know,
I don't know. Kind of sounds like Tremors.
Kind of sounds like Manhunt.
Yeah.
Like tag, like it's. You get to tag them before they get back to the base, and then they're out.
Interesting.
Or something.
That'd be interesting. How many I could give them a tag?
Brute. They have the hammer. You have the hammer. They have no weapons. If you make it to the end, you win. If you don't, you get hammered. Literally.
American Gladiator. Sorry. Next one.
G. Lou?
Oh.
Hello, I am G. Lewis Nubs.
My bad. This is my failed fragging friggin' trucks that you have failed to read. Actually, I am reading it. Look at the storm and think that he's mean. I can't do that. I wish I could. Be sparred. Keep on fragging trucks that should tell Duststorm's mom that he has a watch-making factory in his closet. I know this because a midget who ran away swallowed a watch in Fumo's folding bike. After being arrested, he pooped out the watch to kill the guard and take his keys and cheese. Okay. Then pooped out the folding bike while he was trying to tell someone when he met Chuck Norris, who was carrying a special assault rifle and wearing anus armor. And he said, tell heroic popcorn. Tell them what.
I don't know.
Peace out, Girl Scout. So that was weird. There's no like, there was no ending to that story. It was kind of like watching
that.
Don't know what happens.
That was really weird. That was awkward.
Next,
but I don't feel comfortable.
Okay. I feel like I've been violated.
Next submission is from Dweeb J. Hi, Podtacular. I do not have an Xbox. Okay. But I have Halo Combat Evolved.
Oh, nice.
I was wondering if
it
was worth it for me to just get a normal Xbox with Halo 2 or get a 360 with Halo 3.
What?
I would have to save my money for a long time. Question mark.
Well, since Xbox 360 has backwards compatibility, I'd say get the 360.
Yes.
You can even buy Combat Evolved on the marketplace. So.
I would make a video on the Ultimate Gaming House and see if they send you an Xbox. That'd be pretty cool.
Say, like, just hold up a case for the Halo Combat Evolved. I have this game, but I can't play it. I need your help.
I need to play it, please.
And you have, like, a disassembled Xbox that barely runs.
It was so
this,
ghetto.
Like, seven times.
That was so ghetto. That was the weirdest. Yeah.
Have a fork.
You could get electrocuted. I never.
No.
Yeah, technically, if there was electricity running through that, he could have got electrocuted.
Not if he was pushing the button.
I'm just saying, if there was he put it inside of the hardware. I'm just saying, if there's electricity running through there, that kid could have died.
Oh no, I've opened an Xbox, and what he was doing was really not that hazardous.
Okay.
All right. Well, keep on trucking frags, and this is my first submission as a PS.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I say get that 3-6.
I would say that would probably be your first submission, seeing that you don't have an Xbox.
But thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a couple of stats that people send in. You want to read those? You want me to read one of them?
What? Read what?
The next one, Greg and Tyler, the T3, sent in like stats of about Halo 3 and Halo stuff. Should I read those?
Well, the first one is about sales, and then Tyler is about the Halo universe.
So, yeah. You want me to read one of them?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, I'll read Greg since that's the next one in line.
I think we should read both. Why not?
Okay, well, you're next, so you can choose whatever.
Well, the next one after that has already been – he's already wrote one, so we can just skip over him.
Yeah, yeah. Halo 3 had $170 million in sales on its first day, broke a first-day sale record.
For media, not for games. For media. For altogether media.
It had 1.7 million pre-orders, more than 1.4 million gamers logged into Xbox Live to play Halo 3. I would have found more, but just won't let me find newer info on the internet. So he has a couple of links in there on where he found it. And this is an old random, so.
Oh, that's pretty cool, though. That's good.
Yeah, pretty interesting. Yeah.
I knew it broke the single day sales record for any media device, but Call of Duty over time has sold more than Halo.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I just want to say that first off, his links, one of them is actually from like informationweek.com, which isn't like a gaming site, so that's kind of significant, I guess. But the other thing is that there's a thing from machinima.com. It's called All Your History Belongs to Us. they're doing a series, I think they're on episode 4 now, about Halo, since ODST is coming out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I think they just did number 4 for Friday, and so hopefully there'll be another one out soon. But if you go to youtube.com/machinima, just look in the Halo section or whatever, and you should find that. It's pretty interesting. It tells you all about like the comparisons for sales and everything like that, including the history from Bungie from the beginning with GNOP for the
Mac. Okay.
So pretty interesting. That's
okay.
Pong spelled backwards for everybody who didn't know.
So. Oh boy, you have some panaka. Amp, you get the Tyler the T3.
Oh, I do. All right, yes. Tyler the T3. Is that a T3 connection? That'd be pretty sick.
It's a T squared. He's T cubed.
Oh, he's T3. Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, I think that's what that is.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hello, fellow members of
Podcast. You spelled it right. I know it's kind of weird that you spelled it right, but actually did.
I don't say fellow that much anymore.
Says Fallout instead.
good day.
This is Tyler the T3 here once again. I have an interesting statistic for you, brought to you by Halopedia. Based on the facts that the population of Earth was 6 billion in 1999 and has a population growth of 1.17%, an odd statistic per year, the amount of humans in 2525 would be 272.5 billion.
Oh my god.
This statistic leaves a question: just how many people died during the Human Covenant War, and what was the population of Earth during that time? Well,
you gotta remember, there's more than one planet. There's not just one planet in that time.
Not just one planet. Each of these planets probably has like over a billion people on it, so they spread out.
There's space stations, and there's planets, and there's...
We've found plenty of space to spread out, so don't worry about the 200.
I would say at least probably a billion or two died.
Easy. Yeah. Well, even no, that was a lot of planets that glassed. So
I would say easy a billion or two.
Easy. No, I'd more than say, that.
Try like a billion per planet.
Oh. Yeah. More like a billion or
20,
two.
20 billion per planet.
Yeah, it'd be ridiculous how much. Because they destroyed all the outer colonies, most of the inner, and then they got to Earth. So that's a lot of people.
20 billion? So more people died in the game of Halo than... Or alive.
Well, I'd say if it got to 273 billion, I'd say 100 billion had died already.
Okay.
Because of how many planets they've taken out, you know?
I guess it'd be maybe.
It'd be ridiculous. All right. Furthermore, in episode 198, Lars Bakken, should be Barkin, right? Said to the gaming site that Halo Reach would be their last Halo game. Oh, okay. I knew that already.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, no, he's at E3.
Would be Bungie's last Halo. I'm pretty sure it's not going to be, but I'm pretty sure they can announce it ever. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen.
They said Halo 3 was the end of the trilogy, and you're like, oh, it's the end of the games. And then, oh, here's something else.
Oh.
No, but supposed to be expanded. Like Halo Reach is supposed to be into the franchise.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
We'll see.
Oh, no, they could. I'd see them maybe starting another franchise that's similar to Halo.
No.
It might not be necessarily Halo, but it'll be quite similar.
Well, yeah, they said they were doing something, so we'll see how it goes.
No, they're just quitting.
We're done. We had a good run. We'll dominate. Quit your head.
Goodbye, world. Peace out.
Never got to step 7, but it's all right.
Now they're working on it.
Yeah.
Quitting is just one of the steps in step 7.
Yeah. I apologize for long submission. Shout out to all the hosts and guest hosts. Keep on trucking frags.
Aw.
Not that long.
He's so thoughtful. Aww. All right. Looks like we got JDub120. And he writes in that this is his first submission ever. A lot of cherries in this episode. Well, first of all, I think you guys would be glad to hear that I actually know correct grammar, unlike most of the idiots who submit and spell or somehow have...
You are in the pro category, not the nub category.
That sentences do not require periods at the end of them, so it's good to know. Then you guys sound like retards and get the fail boat for trying to read their incoherent thoughts. Okay, well, that's cool. At least he's using some big words. Well, anyways, I'm a mechanical engineering major at Alabama. Is that UAB? He's a freshman. My gamer tag is JDub120, so let's party up sometime and play some Halo. He's down. The podcast is effing hilarious. Shout out to G. Lewis and Brain Gamer for the MLG update. It has got some great LMAO pieces in there. also, shout out to Dusty, Chucky J, and the rest of the hosts for the great podcast.
Aw, thank you.
Anyway, saying keep on fragging trucks while Macchio nom noms and brain gamers various body parts. Hair dragons, mom pleasures a midget though while riding Fumo's folding bike.
Alrighty.
That was one of the better constructed keep on fraggins, I think.
Yeah, it was coherent. Yes. And it makes me believe that he actually is 18.
Yeah. That's true. I'm going to be an engineer.
I'm going to read the next two since they're both kind of short. Rabid Diarrhea writes in, Duststorm, please, please, if you don't want to lose any listeners, don't put any more Lady Gaga in the box.
No, cannot has.
The only reason I did that was because of who our guest was. That's the only reason that I did that. So.
Wait, hold up. He said, if you don't want to lose messengers, don't put any.
You can't talk now either?
Follow? So I'm thinking that he's saying that...
No, he's not. No.
I think that he says that we should keep playing it. That's why I'm sticking to it.
Okay, do the double negative. If you want to lose listeners, put Lady Gaga on. So think of the opposite.
I'm just thinking that he wants to listen to more.
Oh, okay. So you think you're talking about just him personally.
Like, he wants to, but he doesn't want us to play it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Nice to listen to the he-she or whatever.
Okay, next one comes from Chickenfoot089. He says, hey, Podtackler, good job on 198. Wanted to tell you guys about my new forum threads for Xbox problems. Like, if your mic breaks or you have Red Ring of Death or E74, to tell everyone that you will be unavailable. It will be in the show and community forum. Just keep on fragging Lady Gaga. Good luck for the future. Turlet out.
Turlet-er.
Out.
Turlet ear.
Turlet tier.
Oh.
Okay. Chickenfoot out.
Chickenfoot out. So what does constitute a turlet tier?
Because he has his tails from the turlet.
Oh, okay. Hmm. He's dropping his iPods and all sorts of fun stuff in it. Actually, if you get a protection plan at Best Buy, it covers dropping it into a toilet. So let you guys know.
Guess Best I'm buying Buy. From Best Buy.
If you get the protection plan, it covers
Best Buy. In case you get a crazy person walking into your room and stealing your Xbox. And I hate you. Throw it in the toilet.
You crazy buffoon! That was my toilet!
And we cover that. Just throw it in the toilet and it won't get stolen.
Yeah, just dip it in the toilet and then no one will want to take it.
Double
do. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's disturbing.
Hey, Amp. While you're reading Adwell's fit, hey Dusty, I want you to read the next one after that.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, not out loud. Right. Just read it to yourself.
All right. Adwell fit sends in. Hey guys, it's everyone's favorite ads. Just wanted to submit a complaint. I called in for episode 200 and sat up till 5 a.m. to hear it. You never played it, and I called in on Monday, the 3rd of August, so it wasn't late or too early to be played on the show before. I'm really sad face now and really tired, so I'm going to bed. So good night. Keep on trucking.
Night.
That's well fit.
I don't know why you're taking a nap at 2 p.m., but...
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
That kind of sucks you didn't get...
I don't edit the show. I think somebody else does.
So. I do.
Don't.
Thank you.
Hate mail must be placed.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Anywho, thanks, Adswell. We'll correct it. Oh, my God. We got another long one.
Oh, yeah. This is Stalmy from... what's his name? Up top. Someone was talking about.
Yeah, he steals the watches.
Yeah. Nathan Allen was talking about him.
Yeah, but
we got Stalmy, please, and he writes, "I did accept your friend request, Stalmy, please." He writes, "Hey, Podtackler, it is the official watch stealer of Podtack, Stalmy, please. I'm here to announce the winner of the watch stealing. Can I get a drum roll, please? Competition: Samer 60.
Okay.
Good job, Samer." He gets the competition. He won. He won it. He won. And this is, I guess, what he wrote. And
yeah, this is quite a story here.
I guess I'm supposed to read this. Okay. So here it goes. And remember, this is a submission from Samer through Stalmy, please. anyway, here it goes. I guess it's a story. So he writes, "It was a dark and stormy night in Washington, D.C. There was a dark mass that just ran across the front lawn of the White House. East lawn, actually. Suddenly, the guards at the front door were knocked out. As the mass came into light, you could tell it was the most awesome person in the world. Stalmy, please." He was on a mission to get the most famous red, white, and blue watch. Quickly, he picked the lock to the front door and stepped inside. He dashed down the hall and up the steps. The guard at the top of the stairs shot, missing Stalmy. Stalmy then knocked the guard out. As he started walking away, he noticed a shine on the guard's wrist. Stalmy took the beautiful watch from the guard and then started to walk to the main goal. Barack Obama.
Oh, boy.
As he headed into the dark bedroom, he could see the watch shining on a stand next to the bed. He started walking to the watch when all of a sudden Michelle Obama woke up. She ran to Stalmy as he dodged a blow to the head. I can't imagine her trying to punch him. Stalmy tackled Michelle and hit her over the head, knocking her out. Before the president woke up, he grabbed the watch and jumped out the window. Pone Sauce Stall 1. Keep on fragging G. Lewis for not accepting my friend request live on episode 200 like he said he would. Stall me out.
I want to say one thing.
I think you did right after.
I hope that I don't get an email from the government for reading that.
Are these watches like shining like
disclaimer? We
in like Bioshock or what? Like they're just shining out of the blue. Like there's the dark red room, but it's just shining, right?
I feel like I have to say this disclaimer, but the submissions received on the show do not reflect that of the podcast or the hosts of Podtacular. Just for clarification.
I like that picture. That's funny.
Okay, Stalmy, please. We're getting a message from the government, and we need your IP address now.
IP, 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 IP.
Or address, whichever is convenient.
IP or address. Okay, I'll read the next one. Punxsutawney Phil. I just have to say this. Keep on fragging Dust Storm saying that the guy was beating off hunters. And his
gorgeous.
Wow, I'm never going to hit him into that, I bet. Yeah, the Anus armor was the tail from the foxhole with the Russian Kalab. Guy was on the arc, standing behind the hunter. He meleeed it in the butt. The hunter turned around, and his friend meleeed it in the butt. And it turned around, the melee in the butt again, and then repeated until it was dead. Sorry for being a stickler, but when I know something, I can't help but correct people. When I kill hunters, I snipe them in the neck and get 450 points.
Sorry. Holy crap. Look at this. Hold on. Look at this photo. Have you seen that before?
What the heck? Are you random?
Yes.
Shoot me. We're in the middle of a show here.
Shoot me.
Wow.
You see that photo? Yeah. Holy crap.
That's pretty sick.
Firefox is loading.
It's a Forerunner city. It's pretty
awesome. Coughing in the background.
My roommate. So.
Someone at Amplified Party.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Amplified.
I'm bookmarking this right now.
No. Well, while you're bookmarking, go on to the next one.
All right. One Bit Rocket sends in, "Hey, Podtacular, there's a new Halo book announced this week called Halo Evolution."
Whoa!
Holy,
okay.
Sorry. See, I just see
the picture.
Pretty awesome. All right. It's a series of short stories from previous authors. Some information from the announcement. Halo Evolutions will feature a wide variety of tales set across the span of the Halo universe, contributing to brand new original stories are New York Times best-selling novelists Eric Nyland and Tobias Buckel, yeah, as well as the Halo newcomer and number one New York Times bestseller author Karen Travis. The collection will also include a number of other best-selling and award-winning writers, as well as contributions from the game's writers and creators themselves.
Wow.
Including original Halo contributor Rob McLees of Bungie LLC. There's a link to the press release, which will be – I'm going to go ahead and look at that once we're done with this. And you should probably post that and make sure the show notes get in there. And I'm looking forward to eventually listening to episode 200, and I will when I finally disembark from my journey on the failboat. I've been on the failboat for over 2 weeks trying and failing to get the overkill and annual achievements. I am not even going to attempt to save this film achievement, as I think the fail boat would be lost in the sea of fart juice forever. Hey, that's all. Thank God. There's more, actually. A frock nuggets perking. Keep on fragging trucks. Okay. And here's a link for 1,000 other anagrams. Oh, cool. He made keep on fragging trucks an anagram. A frock nuggets perking.
Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
Oh, boy. Did you guys... Okay, hold on. Let me read something real quick before I read the next one. Because I think we're going to skip the one after that since he's already rated one.
That's fine.
So Tony Phil writes in that Captain Cutter's full name is James Gregory Cutter.
Really?
Just want you guys to know that.
Okay. Are you related to him somehow?
I don't know. Last name's different, but I don't know.
And the Gregory spelled different, right?
Yeah. Anywho, yeah. Somebody writing in his gamer tag is the fail boat driver. He writes, I bet you this is actually Duststorm posting.
No, not me.
He writes in, hey dudes, love the podcast, but I'm sick of driving you guys around on the fail boat. JK. Sadly, I don't play Halo 3 much because I don't have a 360. How do you play it all?
Yeah, here's another guy. Hook me up. I only have Halo 3.
High Guy 97 and Turtle Eldest and the hostess with the mostest, Duststorm. Keep on fragging all the noobs. This is Duststorm. All the noobs and frag High Guy 97 for me. I think that's Dusty that wrote that.
No, I didn't.
Who's your new boyfriend, High Guy 97?
Who's it? That wasn't me that read it.
That wrote it?
Anywho. I'm texting, I say writ. No, I didn't write that one.
I read it good.
Okay, we have a few more here. I guess we're going to go ahead and read most of them. Maximo Knots. This message is a week late, and you've already discussed this topic. Sorry, but I've been in South of England for the last 8 days. Anyway, in the forums, I noticed there's a topic entitled Public Apology to Lancelot. And good idea. Oh, that's really old.
Okay, well, I guess he thinks it's a good idea, so.
Everybody's blown up in the live feed.
Yeah, a lot of things have changed since he submitted that, probably, so I'm going to go ahead and skip the rest of it, because there's a lot of things different than when that post was, and I think which was at least 2 months ago. So that one's really old. Anyway, so I'm going to do the next one here from Blood Inc. Hey, I'm getting a 360 soon, and I'm really good at all the Halo games without button hacks. That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm the best out of three at Halo 3, but I was wondering, could you explain MLG, like the whole system, how to get in?
Oh, boy.
And how you actually have 17 or over, et cetera, et cetera. Thanks, love the podcast.
Holy shoot.
I don't think this is a podcast-worthy question.
Save this for the MLG update? This is going to take a while.
Yeah, either like send us your gamer tag or something, because can't explain this in a... Like, however long this podcast is going to be. Yeah.
Yeah, this is... We don't have four hours.
We talked about this on one of the other MLG episodes.
Yeah, Chucky asked us the same exact question.
So go listen to the MLG updates.
Yeah, go listen to those and go to MLGpro.com and just read some stuff.
And like, MLGinsider.com.
Yeah. And just search MLG facts on Google and you'll find something.
Google is your friend.
Ivan Walshy is God. Sorry, right, we couldn't answer it, but it would really just take way too long. So we can get you the right answer. I mean, we could explain it. It would just take a while.
If you contact us over Xbox Live or something, we can probably explain it to you there. But okay, up next is Bolty117. Hey guys, what's up? I was on the Bungie website and I saw a picture of some dude, and below it said certified pro player. What's a pro player? Great, another one. And what is MLG all about?
Oh, boy.
Don't hurt me, I'm British, and we are not huge gaming people. Well, sort of us, some of us are, but not many here.
Don't worry, we won't hurt you, but if you ever tell Wolf that British people are not gamers, he will kill you.
Okay, so
to answer Bolte's question about the go ahead. I guess you're
going for, yeah, just the same thing.
I'll be surprised to see what you think of what a pro player is.
It just means that you have Bungie Pro. I'm pretty sure that's all it is.
You involved in Bungle? Right?
No. I think it's just you have the Bungie Pro subscription.
Yeah, that might be what it means. Below it said certified pro player. Was that a description or it's what?
I don't know about certified, but
it depends on what if it was a screenshot of like someone. Yeah.
I think it was an actual like lunchbox or somebody, and he just took a picture of them.
Yeah, that might be it. But if it said like next to their name or something,
it's actually it's the Shishka image with the two girls on it. Remember, that's what it is. It says certified. Don't you remember?
Oh, no, I don't. But okay.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah. So he's at MLG Dallas in that picture. That's what the thing is.
But a pro player in MLG is somebody who is sponsored by, well, not really, but you have the highest points.
Top 16. Yeah.
Point system, you're considered a pro player. So, usually Bolte, MLG sponsors those people.
Yeah. Bolte, if you want to hit us up as well on Blood Inc., we can try to explain some stuff to you.
But the picture was of Shishka. The person we interviewed, that was him.
You're Shishka.
Oh, no, maybe we should just make a post. Like, just make a like a full post. Just, like, everything MLG or something. Or, yeah, like, update it constantly. I might do that after this.
We have an MLG section, I believe.
Yeah, we have the MLG room. I might just do MLG straight up. Like,
go for it.
Straight sauce.
All right, so look for that, too. Hopefully,
MLG, no fillers added.
Ah. Okay, who's am I next? Who's next?
I think I am.
Go for it.
Did we skip Maximo Knots?
No, I did him. Oh. Well, I started doing him, but that was the odd one.
All right, I'm going to go to Supersonic 153. He says, "Hey, PodTag guys, it's me, the Supersonic 513. Just wanted to say keep the podcast coming because I really enjoy listening to them, but I can only get them off iTunes or my iPod. But how do I subscribe and do I have to pay? Thanks, keep. How does he? That's
no the only period. Way, wow.
If that really is the only way he can download it, how does he even listen to us? The only way.
That's like the only way you can like
maybe,
subscribe.
Maybe he means for my iPod. Okay, anyway. Keep on fragging nubs that just continually talk about random stuff and just go off on their own in a match and get the opposing team easy kills. Till next time, this is me signing off. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, me.
You would go to it's pretty easy. You can go to the podcast selection, the marketplace, and the store, and then go under the search tab and type in Podtacular.
Or like Halo, you'll find it. I know that whenever I search like Halo, because I was looking for something recently, it just Podtacular was the first podcast that was up there. So
yeah, you could do that as well.
Yeah. Why don't you do the next one, G, since he's asking you a question.
Okay, Raza119 wants to write and say that he's asking me a personal question, and he's asking me why I haven't been on Xbox Live in a long time.
Ring of Death.
I got it working today, and I was playing Fable for about 10 minutes today. I think, Dustin, you saw me on, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I'm slowly getting it to work, and if it works, I'm pretty sure I'll be playing ODST a lot of Firefight.
The best place to go with those fixed is like Play and Trade. You guys ever heard of Play and Trade?
Yeah, this is one in my town.
Yeah, just go over there, get them to fix it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you give them to it today, you might actually get it back on Tuesday. So.
Oh.
Does Play and Trade like this repair service or?
Yeah, they have a repair shop there.
Because I have an Xbox, and I know exactly what the problem is.
Yeah, just go tell them. That'll be good.
It's usually expensive.
I haven't actually done it myself, but I
charge like $100.
Well, it's better than sending it to Microsoft for 3 weeks and spending the same amount, you know.
Yeah.
So. I don't know if I'd probably spend like a max of $50.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what they price it, but I know they have the service. So.
What is it called again?
Play and Trade.
It's N, okay. Not and.
Well,
it's
yeah, N. I got that.
Usually, okay. Most I'll local land centers do it. If you can find a local land center, they can probably do it too.
Yeah, I just bought a new one when mine got the E74.
Well, so did I, but because I opened mine trying to fix it, and then they had the extension on the warranty, so yeah, I'm sitting with one good Xbox and one bad Xbox.
Yeah, same here. Mine's back at my house, though. I should send it in to Microsoft. I'd send a request or whatever, but I didn't send it in yet, so.
Oh, no, I would prefer my old Xbox if I could get it working again because it's a pro. So, yeah. But then I have
I got the Halo Edition refurbished, so I like this one too.
Ah, very nice. Did anyone else see the Modern Warfare 2 Limited Edition console with a 250 gig hard drive?
That's pretty sick. It's going to cost a bunch, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say that's going to be at least $600.
It's $400.
$400. Really? That cheap?
Yeah. That's what it said when I watched the thing on Marketplace, and Major Nelson was saying it was 400, or it had a little tab that came down and said 400.
Oh, so. I didn't see the tab part because I was listening for a price and I just didn't hear one. So.
Oh, well. Yeah. So I guess they just didn't want to advertise it that much.
I hope it's not 400.
But it sucks they don't sell the hard drive separately. I really want it.
They will eventually.
Yeah. I'll wait.
But no one will buy it because they overprice their hard drive so much.
It's
ridiculous.
That's why I bought premium. I was like, when I first bought my Xbox, I was like, screw buying a hype.
If it was a special themed Xbox, I'd probably buy it. But I'm not going to. This is special themed.
What, the Call of Duty one's special edition.
Right? Yeah, but I mean the ODST one.
Oh yeah, I want to buy the ODST one's just stickers though, isn't it?
No, it's just nothing. I don't think.
Oh well, I don't know.
It may be. I don't know. I don't think so though.
I'm getting the special edition version of the game, so I'll be fine with that.
Woo, $130.
No, $100.
That's it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's just a controller. It's not the freaking helmet.
The controller? What's it look like? It just looks like it's all.
It looks like the Halo 3 one, except it's a lighter green. Like it's a it's a different shade of green, but it looks similar to the old Halo 3 one.
Does it come with a rechargeable battery?
I don't think so, but I have a black rechargeable thing. So.
Okay.
But I have the $100 gift card from Columbus, so that's what I'm using to buy it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All right. So,
anyway,
who's next?
I believe I am with Ads Well Fit. He says, hey, guys, your favorite ads I haven't submitted for a while. Just wanted to promote Extra Life. For those who don't know, it's a charity event which involves a 24-hour marathon gaming, and I'm taking part. Just wondering if anyone from the PodTech community would like to start a team so we can all play together for a good cause.
I'll be on it.
Yeah, I'll do it. As long as it's a day I don't get to work.
Yeah, if it's a Friday, I'm good. But
I could probably pop in and out, but...
That's what she said.
Shush. There's always at least one of those on these podcasts nowadays.
Yeah, you shot one at me yesterday when I was talking to you on Skype.
Yeah. Here we go. The last one. Last random thread.
Yeah, should I do the last one, maybe?
Yeah.
All right, sure. Plasma Fox. Hey, Podtacular, this is Plasma Fox. This is my first submission ever to Podtacular.
He's in the chat, isn't he? He was.
Yeah,
yeah,
he was.
Yeah, he's still there.
So it's his first submission. We got a lot of those today. I ran across this podcast by looking through the top rated Halo podcast on iTunes. Well, yeah, I think we're probably the top, right?
Probably, I would guess.
Yeah, I don't know about many others. This is the best podcast yet, smiley face. I've been listening since episode 183, and it keeps getting better. I just want to point out that only 8 of the episodes are available on iTunes, and episodes 202 through 183 can be downloaded on the PodTech website. They should be all on iTunes. I'm pretty sure I have them all on iTunes.
I think
the feed truncates.
Yeah.
Yeah. It depends.
If you go to Zune, you can download them all on Zune Marketplace.
Yeah. What should I do about episodes 1 through 182?
Be patient.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
Aren't they on the Zune Marketplace?
I haven't even been to the Zune Marketplace ever.
I'll check. All right.
But I am working on it.
Okay. Late congrats to episode 200. Very few podcasts can continue to get more interesting the farther they go. Keep it up, the great work, and you should really bring those Australian kids back.
It's not here on the Zoom Marketplace. No.
Okay. Oh darn.
The McOz burger.
They made episode 195 hilarious. Nice work. Keep on fragging trucks.
That was a very good episode.
Exclamation point.
Yay. The McOz burger. I hated recording that one. That was the worst recording session ever. Don't you remember?
Yeah. It was nice.
I don't.
It was funny. And that's when the fail boat.
Yeah.
That's when the fail boat got started.
This picture is just OMG.
What, the Forerunner picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It's pretty kicking.
If you click over, there's two other pages full of stuff.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to avoid that for now because we're talking about ODST, right?
Okay, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
So, to the main part of the show now, probably.
Well, supposedly, this is what the concept art for the Ensemble proposed to MMO.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what it was going to look like.
Okay.
Oh, good looky. Anyway, so we have ODST coming out in 3 days. So, of course, there's been a lot of hype about that. Details, Vidocs, everything has been coming out. Especially MLG Dallas was pretty nice to go to because Greg and I got our hands on Firefight.
Mm-hmm.
So did Amplify. So I thought we'd
Heretic.
I thought we'd talk about that for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And since we didn't talk about it too much in the episode that we did 2 of 2.
Sure.
So Firefight, it's the new game type, for those who don't know. Multiplayer
game mode. Yeah. More of a game mode than type, yeah.
Right. Coming with Halo 3 ODST.
And you're playing as an ODST in Firefight, yep, too.
4-player multiplayer, you're all on the same team, and you fight these waves of Covenant. And they just keep on coming and coming until you run out of lives.
I could have said someone.
I don't think we need to hear it, but okay.
Anywho. Sets and waves and skulls.
Rounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, the skulls are pretty interesting. I'm going to hate Black Eye.
Like, yeah, me too.
Three waves in a round, 5 rounds in the set.
Yeah. Fourth set, you get an achievement, so...
Yes.
Yeah. That's the final Vidmaster.
And then I think it's like, what, third set, you get all the skulls on?
Ooh.
Something like that.
That sucks.
Ooh, boy.
It's like, OMG, this sucks worse.
Did it ever end? Can you beat it?
No, probably it just like keeps going. It keeps going and going until you run out of lives and you all die.
Oh.
I think the only thing they planned for was like 4 sets, because it's got to be like ridiculously hard after that.
Yeah. Like, it's just hunter.
The achievement is WTF, you are Haxworth.
That's too funny.
Well, gameplay wise, it was really cool to play. I don't know. It just is really new, fresh, I guess. The only thing, like the thing I noticed right away was you didn't jump as high, which we kind of knew about already. Like,
yeah.
I was trying to like jump up on stuff and I couldn't. And then. Yeah. When you throw your nades, there's such an arc to it.
It's really different.
Yeah, you lob the nade instead of like rocketing it across the map.
You don't have like power armor.
Yeah, if you think about Halo 3 on like narrows or something, you can chuck that nade to the other side of the map, and here you just doesn't go as far at all.
No.
So. It doesn't have enough momentum.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do
melees are pretty much the same. I've noticed.
Yeah, well, maybe not as strong because you're weak.
Well, I couldn't really tell a difference in the melees if it was stronger or weaker.
Yeah, but
I would think it would be, well, duh. I mean, they're not going to change that.
I would assume it's weaker, but it looks the same to me.
Right.
So
I'd have to be down like the brute like 3 times, I think. That was the only difference.
I don't think that the ODST should be able to pick up the hammer.
Yeah. Or the turret.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't pick up a turret in Halo 3.
Yeah.
2, I mean. Sorry. So, I don't know.
I really loved the silence pistol. That was awesome.
I really like the Silence SMG. I thought that was pretty cool.
I like the pistol. I'm a VR guy, so pistol kind of translates to that.
What's this VR that you speak of?
I don't know.
Special assault rifle?
Shishka knows about it.
Oh, yeah. But, that was so weird. All those kids that just started coming in there asking random questions.
Yeah.
Firefight is very fun. I'll probably play that. I might play that for a while more than multiplayer.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go. First thing I'm going to do when I get OAST, though, is go to the three new multiplayer maps, I think. Get those skulls.
I think I'm going to try Firefight first.
I think what I'm going to do is go get the skulls and the new maps, then probably go run through campaign.
Yeah. I think I might
take breaks with campaign and do some Firefight because a lot of people be playing Firefight.
I don't know. Every Halo that came out since Halo 1, I've always beat the campaign that night, so I plan on doing it again.
Well, the campaign for this seems like it's going to be a lot longer, though.
Yeah, I mean, but it was
space.
I don't know. It was just no matter what, I've always beat it that night, so I'm just going to try.
Good luck.
I'll do it with you.
At Halo 3, I had to be at class at 8 a.m., and I didn't finish in time, so I just didn't class.
Aww.
So I just kept playing Halo.
Took you more than 8 hours?
Yeah, it took me a long time. I think I fell asleep during one of them, I think. Cause I think I beat it on Legendary the first time. I just went straight to Legendary and tried to beat it, and it took a while. So it wasn't very easy. I think I fell asleep. So I was like, I looked at the clock and I thought it was like 5, and then it was like 8 o'clock, and I was like, whoa. So, I don't know.
Do you live on campus or are you off?
Off.
Yeah, that means if it's 8 o'clock, you're not gonna make it.
Nope. So, let's see. What were some of the highlights about Firefight for you guys? Like, I know for me, I just liked how the gameplay was, all the teamwork, and just fighting onslaught of Covenant coming in.
I think it would help out teams if you figure out a way to make it work for MLG. I think that's the first thing I was thinking, is that this could help with teamwork, because you actually have to. Like, to kill a hunter, you have to have at least, like, 2 people shooting at him.
Yeah.
So you think it'd be good teamwork practice for MLG?
Yeah.
I think it'd be good practice. I don't see them doing it much competitively because it's so random.
Just the teamwork. I don't see it ever happening other than that, but just the teamwork aspect.
Well, I think if they really should, like if they want to have the Heretic, they're going to have to buy ODST to get those maps. Mm-hmm. So that's the only disadvantage to wanting Heretic.
I'm pretty sure
MLG, they might Bungie might give pro gamers DLC.
Well, I'm saying like
I'm pretty sure that
Xbox at the events. That's the only thing. Bungie might be happy to give it to him, but
well, Bungie sponsored them, so they're probably going to give it.
Yeah,
through their sponsorship.
Maybe. We'll see. It'd be good if they got him, but they haven't used assembly or anything yet because of that fact. So I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. Personally, I don't like assembly. I think it sucks.
I think if MLG tweaked it, it'd be all right. But it's kind of a...
It's too close quarters to me, I think.
Oh, so Heretic isn't?
Heretic just feels open.
Heretic seems a lot more open than Assembly is.
Oh. I don't know.
At least that's my opinion, so it probably doesn't
Assembly
matter
has
that much.
Some choke points.
I'm just excited for campaign, honestly.
Yeah, the campaign is going to be interesting because it's going to have a lot of replay value too.
Yeah, it's going to be a very unique campaign, I think. Like, I don't think anybody else has done something quite like this, and I just want to see how it fits into Halo.
It just seems like it's like a Assassin's Creed campaign.
Yeah.
It kind of just seems like it's going to be like that.
Yeah, I want to see how Halo does it, you know, so... Because anything Halo adapts, they make it either better or as good fit for Halo, you know? Mm-hmm. Like Firefight Horde mode, it's the same thing, but Firefight is really a lot of fun for Halo fans. So I like what they do.
I like
besides the fact that they took out the BR and they don't really, they can't really change things for just for the MLG community, that sort of thing. So, but other than that, Bungie's awesome.
Right. Right.
So.
So, did you get to play Heretic 2?
I did not, no.
Okay.
I got to watch it live, but I watched the rebroadcast of the pros playing it, and so it was pretty, it looked pretty cool.
We got a chance to play it, but we sucked.
I did okay.
Oh, I sucked. I got the lowest score on the team.
How many kills
did you
get?
It was embarrassing. I think like 2.
I think you did better than that.
It was horrible. It was horrible.
Oh, I like that picture on your desktop right now, Dusty. The lightsaber.
Yeah. I have a couple of those.
That's pretty cool.
I have a couple of those.
Okay.
I just get them from the Bungie Net favorites.
How do they do that?
You see the little brick on up on top?
Yeah.
Well, you might not be able to see it, but there's a bridge piece, and the laser just stops there.
Is that the Spartan laser that's being shot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway.
Is he holding the Covenant sword? Is he holding?
Yeah, he's
sword
holding,
out of ammo.
He's holding.
Ooh, yes. That's got to be hard. And somebody's shooting a laser from underneath him?
They stage it.
I think so. Yeah, it's completely staged, but I don't know how exactly they
forge.
Cool.
It's most likely just camera angles.
Yeah, it's cool though. It's cool.
And they probably have one of the guys in monitor mode, and they line up the shot, and then they know where to go to in the film.
Yeah.
That's most likely how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ODST.
Yeah, back to ODST.
Sorry, that was just a cool picture.
It was my fault, but... I don't know. It just seems like a really good game, even though it was supposed to be an expansion.
Yeah. I mean, they talked about in the recent ViDoc how it was supposed to be like a mini campaign, and it basically turned out into an all-out new game.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Which I'm happy about.
And everyone complaining that $60 is too much for this game should go die in a hole.
To go play Call of Duty.
That's what they're doing for like Left 4 Dead 2 also. But it's like a whole new thing.
Left 4 Dead, I don't know. It's a little more understandable there. But for ODST, you're getting a completely new campaign and you're getting $30 worth of maps.
And you're getting like Halo 3 itself. So you're buying two games for one. Yeah, well,
you're buying a game that
nobody plays campaign anymore.
I do.
I do.
Okay, fine. Fun.
We played it for that whole night when we were recording.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, you got through like 6 levels.
Yeah. We almost beat the game. We were all the way on Cortana.
Covenant.
Oh, I thought
I hate Cortana. Nobody likes that level.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me you like that level.
She just good talked about
it,
huh?
Because it's short. It's really easy to beat. Even on Legendary, it's easy to beat.
You just run through stuff unless you get swarmed.
Well, the only place you get swarmed is that first part. Other than that, you're pretty much okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in the ViDocs that I did for Cortana, I went through and actually got that second blind skull.
Oh, cool.
So
there's one on there, too.
Yeah. It's in the reactor room.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't do anything. It's just there.
Well, someone said they went through the code and saw it was another blind skull.
Oh. So if you don't pick up the first one?
I guess, but I haven't seen anyone else test it yet, so I can't say for sure. But that's the say of what it is.
Yeah, someone should try that. Go through the entire campaign on a new account and see.
Just a local account would work. Probably. Yeah.
So. Just any account that doesn't have the skulls activated. Just get that one and see if it activates.
See if it works. Yeah. Anyway, ODST.
You there? Everything's all set for you, except for the characters and the maps. Oh, I want to talk about one of the firefight maps, Lost Platoon. Have you guys seen stuff about that?
Firefight maps.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
There's like how many? I think there's like 7 of them.
There's 10 maps.
10? All right. So there's 7 unlocked, I think, and then you unlock. Them using in the campaign, so
well I think there's like 7, and then there's like variations which make total 10 or something.
Yeah, but you unlock three of them through campaign.
Oh, really?
Some of the achievements unlock them. So
okay.
I was looking at the achievements the other day. What was it called? Boss Platoon. It's set in the new Mombasa Zoo, I'm pretty sure. Something like that.
That's funny.
It's just like a building, though. It's not like there's not actually like enclosures and everything. It's just like it's a building that looks kind of like a hangar, I guess. And there's a warthog down in the little garage area, and you have to drive around, and there's actually objectives in it where you can actually save squads of ODS or other Marines, I'm pretty sure. Like, I was watching a gameplay from one of them, and an objective popped up on top and said, you can save the second Marine squad or something. It was weird. But I think it looks pretty cool because it's a huge, wide open map, not like Crater or any of those. It's a really big map, and it looks pretty good.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. They can fight along with you?
Yeah, if you search for Lost Platoon Halo 3 ODST on YouTube, you should find something.
You're a YouTube nut.
He probably watches MLG videos all day. What are you talking about? He's trying to get better. He's trying to learn from the pros.
Mm.
Now, if you had videos up there, watching... he might be able to learn from you, too. Never mind.
Well, I'm actually going to start pro gameplays on my channel, if you guys are interested. Because I have my HTTP VR now, so...
Do we want to talk about that, or the service thing?
I guess if you're ready to talk about it.
I will save that for later, because I'm still working out kinks.
All right.
We'll address that in another episode.
All right. So Lost Platoon looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
I like how everyone in chat has gone to entering in blank lines.
Maybe because one kid did it and didn't know how to do it, and everybody freaked out.
Yeah, now everyone's trying to do it.
But like I was saying, for Lost Platoon, it's like a huge wide open map, and you actually have a warthog on it, so it's a little easier to take out wraiths and such. So,
oh, nice. Very nice.
There's actually a Spartan laser down at the warthog spawn too. I think I was just watching one of the gameplays from it. If you follow the Bungie blog, they have a lot of videos and stuff coming out recently from like IGN and game trailers and stuff, and from there I found links to YouTube videos of the different maps. Actually, you know what's good too? If you go to, you guys know the makers of Red vs. Blue, Rooster Teeth, right?
Yep.
I was on their website the other day, and I went to achievementhunter.com, their achievement website.
Yeah.
And if you go to Halo 3 ODST, they have a list of the Halo 3 ODST achievements and what they do, like unlocks and stuff like that, how much gamer score they are. And they actually have a little column in there that has comments in it, but it also has a section, a little button called YouTube. So it's YouTube. If you click on the YouTube button, it actually searches or finds all the videos on YouTube involving the achievement you just clicked it for. So if some of them don't have anything yet, like complete campaign achievement, if you click on that one, it will just go to all the like leaked achievement list ones where everybody's finding all the achievements on their Xbox, you know. But other than that, some of them actually have like gameplay from Lost Platoon and stuff like that.
Okay.
So,
of course, the French have it early, so they're releasing videos like crazy.
I saw some people with full campaigns, part 1 through 27 or something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Dang you, French! We shall have our revenge!
Yeah, how did they get it early? Did it get. You got...
They released it early over there. I think they kept the original September 1st release date for France.
Oh.
And then we got it in 3 days.
Yep.
So, anything else from ODST we want to talk about? What was the other map that they played, the pros played?
Played Crater. Are you talking about the Halo 3 maps?
Yeah, it was...
Citadel.
Citadel, that's it. That one looks cool.
Yeah, that's what... I think it looks dumb, but just because it is his favorite.
It's a it's a model after the indoor environments in the Covenant. The mission in Halo 3. Mm-hmm. If you go to the elevators or whatever, it's one of those areas. It's pretty cool, I think.
Right. Well, I think Shishka was talking about how it was a good symmetrical map, small, and how he was thinking that MLG might have some use for it.
Yeah. I think MLG will use
it. I can see some bomb or CTF on... Well, no, not CTF. CTF yeah. wouldn't work. So I can see some bomb on there.
CTF might work. It depends on if you can actually make the jump from the middle platform to the upper platform.
What you'd be able to do is toss the flag up there, but you wouldn't be able to make the complete jump.
Oh, yeah. So that'd be a little too fast, I think. Be a little too fast.
That's why I was thinking it might not be suitable for a CTF, but they might figure out a way to do it.
If you can't make the jump to the middle platform and you can just toss it up there, maybe they might do it that way. Because if you have somebody up, if you have a three-man chain, if you have the guy who grabs a flag, throws it to the middle platform because they can't make that jump, and then the guy in the middle throws it to your flag, that might work. But if you can make it to the middle platform with a flag, then it might be a little too easy.
Right. I don't know, it'll be interesting. And then Heretic, I know there's been a lot of discussion about whether that's going to be back in the MLG rotation or not.
Yeah, if they're going to put Bomb back in, that's a lot of discussion about that.
It's not going to work the way it is now.
Why not?
It's just you have to... Before you had to arm it, and now you have to disarm it.
Yeah.
Like, remember, before you had to arm the bomb, now you have to disarm the bomb. It's a little different.
Well, they can actually change all that stuff. They can change all that stuff, though. You can change arm time.
But I don't think you can change whether or not you arm or disarm it. It's just...
Well, you can change the timing on them.
I think there's a lot of similarities, but it's not going to be exactly the same. I forget how bomb actually works exactly.
I mean, flag isn't the same either, because it's different for the three different maps, you know? So...
They can move the flag around.
Yeah.
And they won't have the stupid flag glitch where you could score it through the bottom.
Yeah.
I think it'll have to be quick. I mean, MLG bomb Halo 2 was pretty quick. To disarm, it was like, unless you were standing right there, it wasn't going to get disarmed. Pretty much. Sometimes you could, but usually you weren't. And I'm pretty sure it would have to be something of the same. But the player has to stand in the middle. That's a big difference. You know? We'll see.
Okay.
I know Heretic definitely looks promising. A lot of people were, like Shishka was saying, a lot of people came up to him and said thank you for making this or whatever. So
I just think that you can even if you didn't know it was Halo 3, you'd think it's Halo 2.
Yeah.
Now, what about Longshore? I mean, I know they didn't play it and they didn't talk about it too much, but Longshore looked like another good map for big team.
When they first announced it, it sounded really, really good. It isn't quite like I imagined it would look like, but it looks pretty good still, I think. It depends on what you enjoy in the game, I think. Because if you like going in a big team and stuff, which I do occasionally, it looks like a fun map to play.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, I think some flag is going to be really good on there. Maybe some assault. Some good team Slayer would be pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it would, if you ever did 16-player FFA, it'd be a pretty good map for that, too. But I haven't seen that, ever. Well, okay, someone just said in the chat, Pokemon Master Indie, it's Hang 'em High Remade. That's what I said in the interview with Shishka, but he said that it wasn't really a remake of Hang 'em High because there's a lot of differences, so...
He said it's really huge compared to Hang 'em High.
Yeah, but...
I think it was the biggest area Halo 3 map, wasn't it?
No, that has to be Sandbox.
Oh.
Sandbox has to be bigger. But...
yeah, surface area.
Well, what I was going off of the Hang 'em High reference was you have the base, and you could get up on top through the ramp, just like you had on Blue Base. And you could spiral around, and then you have a couple of bridges. So in that regard, I was thinking that half is very similar to Hang 'em High. And then on the other side, it was a bit different. But personally, I still think it's kind of an altered Hang 'em High. But that's just me.
Wasn't Hang 'em High in Halo was the only map in all Halo? If it's true, it would be the only map in all of the Halos? Was it Hang 'em High in...
Hang 'em High was in 1, Tombstone was Halo 2.
Yeah.
And this would be Halo 3, so, yeah, technically.
It's not designed the same way, definitely not, because there's so much indoor space in the, in Longshore.
Well, I mean, Valhalla was supposed to be the Blood Gulch remake, too. And so, you can kind of see some similarities, but...
I mean, it's definitely shaped the same.
Yeah, I could say the layout seems a little...
I think similar. The layout seems very similar to Blood Gulch, but it plays nothing like Blood Gulch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blood Gulch was faster.
But, I mean, I'll have to see when Longshore comes out how much it plays to Hang 'em High did. Because that would be interesting.
Yeah. So, back to ODST, do we have anybody ready to come in?
Yeah, we do. Actually.
Awesome.
Who are you going to call?
We are going
Me.
To... Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters! No, we're going to go ahead and add our first caller in here. Which is... Let's see, I'm getting them in there. Hang on.
It's got to pick up. It's got to pick up. Who is it? Hello.
Captain Planet.
Hi.
Say
what's up,
you
man?
Are.
Say
who you are.
Buster song. I don't know why you guys stopped singing that. That's cool.
Say who you are so everyone else knows who you are.
This is Captain Planet. And
he's our hero.
Yeah, I've been on before, so some of you might recognize me.
Yeah.
How cool I am. So.
Yeah, he's very awesome.
Very
I've
nice.
Been, but yes.
He reeks of awesome sauce.
So, Captain Planet, what is your question and or comment?
I was not aware I was supposed to have a question or comment. I thought that was just one of me for my coolness.
All right. Well, what do you think of ODST? Are you, what are you excited for?
I'm not buying it, actually. I'll probably end up renting it.
Oh.
I don't want to pay $60 for it. That's pretty insane.
Oh, know, we just know, talked about that, though.
Yes, I know. But, like, I have to save for stuff like college now. So.
College.
Come on, man. I skipped college. Class.
Oh, man. That's...
Anyway. You'll play it. You don't know. Maybe you'll change your mind. Who knows?
Maybe I could.
Yeah, then you would have. Then you would have wasted money renting it.
Well, yeah, so. Like.
Put it on layaway at Walmart.
Do what?
Sure put it on layaway at Walmart.
Or I could like go to Phoenix Online College and save a lot of money that way.
Yeah, you could. And then also get laughed out of every. Job interview you ever had.
Ah!
I'm kidding.
Well, yeah, I'll probably rent it. I mean, it looks kind of fun, but it's not worth $60 to me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a valid point.
Why isn't it worth the $60 to you?
Well, I've kind of fallen out of the Halo scene. Like, I do play every now and then, but, like, only my friends are on. It's just, like, kind of lost its charm.
Right?
Okay.
Kind of like, yeah, like Disney World. I've been there, like, 10 times now, so it just sucks.
Well, maybe it's the point that you've been there 10 times.
Yeah. Well, I'm really depressed when I go there.
Oh, I want to kill myself.
Yeah.
Test Track's cool though.
Oh yeah, Test Track is pretty sweet. I went on there.
Anyway, well, thank you for calling.
Yes.
I appreciate
you. I do not have anything interesting to say about
what cool. Your awesome sauce was worth it.
That's very true, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so that was Planet. He didn't have much to say. I'm kind of disappointed that he's not going to get ODST.
I wanted to play Firefight with him.
Well, oh, you can play him with him for a week when he rents it.
When he rents it.
Tisk, tisk, tisk.
Oh, I bet you like Jabba or whoever, because he lives over near them. They'll probably buy it, so he can go over there.
I'm sure a lot of people would end up buying it.
Is that where KBC lives?
Yeah, KBC, Jabba, Duke, all them.
KBC? So.
Sizzle and the Hizzle.
Yeah. Well, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, first caller.
Who we got next? Who we got next?
Yeah, move on.
Okay, I'll bring our next person on.
Are you, like, Skype chatting them, or are you just randomly calling them? They're surprised.
Nope. They have to request to be on...
Okay.
So.
Ooh, I haven't seen him in a while, so official Pokemon.
Oh,
Uh-oh. Turn down your speakers.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Uzi?
See, I said you have to have a working mic.
He talked. He said hello.
He's not working now.
He's moving around.
Uzi. That.
He's there.
Well, tell us back when you got it working.
He's definitely there, though.
Yeah. Well, I know. But he has to have his mic working. I mean, I've said that before. So.
Better be ready and waiting.
Yep.
Like Dusty's mom.
Oh, what? Ooh, what?
Oh, he gets to boot me. I didn't mean that. And our next caller will be our new guest host.
Yeah, right.
I'm just kidding.
Let me see if I can get our next guy in here.
Did Uzi say whether he's good or not?
Well, I'm managing like 4 requests at the moment, so.
Uzi Macca. Macca's.
Macca.
McEyesburger.
Macca's.
Bang. The McEyesburger.
The McEyesburger.
Wasn't Chucky on deck?
He hasn't written in saying that he wants to be on. So, I don't know. But did you guys pre-order ODST?
I did.
You, Lewis, did. Yeah. But Amplify, what about you? Are you just going to go buy it straight up?
I did. I have it reserved.
What's that? He said that in
the from North Carolina. Yeah, I reserved it up here. For in-store pickup at the local GameStop. So,
you have to do it in North Carolina, or you have to do it?
I do it up here. Scheduled it for in-store pickup up here. So, I got the brains to do that.
Oh, smart. Not an idiot.
Yeah, and I have the $100 gift certificate, so I'm good.
To GameStop, or what is it, like a Visa card?
To GameStop.
Okay. How did you win that? Did you sign up for it?
You have to do the texting competition. Like when you walk in at the Dr. Pepper booth, they have that big sign that says text Pepper or text Dallas to Pepper or whatever, because their phone number is Pepper 7377 something like that. And so you just text them, and I won. So.
Just say Dallas to your friends.
Well, we have our next guest ready.
Oh, that's an awesome picture, Dusty.
The one with the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was pretty cool. Okay. Here's our next guest.
Obsidian.
Obsidian Chao.
What up?
He's not here yet. There we go.
Hey, you guys there?
Yep. Yes.
Introduce yourself. Say who you are.
I am Obsidian Chao.
Chow.
My chaos.
Very nice.
Chow.
He's like a Chow from the Sonic universe.
Chow! Yeah.
The only one made out of rock.
So what's up? What you calling in for, buddy?
ODST, I really think, though, is people are being kind of dramatic about it, like with the price and stuff.
Oh, really?
I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff like people keep saying it's not worth the money and stuff, but that's because last year when it was still entitled Recon, people were saying Bungie said it was an expansion. Now it's like long.
I mean, I think it was that Microsoft wanted people to pay $60 for it, so then Bungie added more stuff to it rather than just keeping it the same, you know? That's what I think.
It might have been a mute point between the two, that they wanted to keep expanding it, and they had time to, and Microsoft wanted to price it that way. So
yeah,
I guess it's both ways.
But I think $60 would be more than worth it. I don't, you know, if you thought Halo 3 was worth it, this is definitely gonna be worth it. You get all the maps on one place. You don't gotta wait for the stupid load time.
Well, yeah, my friend was complaining that he wanted to return his maps that he bought on Live now that he can get them all with ODST.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I mean, you could do that on Halo 2 as well, but you can't return them. So,
yeah. I'm wondering, though, if they're going to allow you to install all the maps from ODST, or you can't
do
the fetus.
You have to use the disc. I'm pretty sure on that.
Oh, I want to point out one thing to all the people who thought Legendary was going to become free. It's never becoming free. I got you.
I got you.
Yeah, everybody thought, oh, it's going to be free in a couple months. No, it's not. They said it wasn't, and it isn't now because it's on the disc, and you have to buy the disc. So
buy the disc.
Yeah.
I mean, Heroic's free because everybody was complaining that, oh, Foundry's here. I mean, we should have gotten that, but why Legendary? Legendary doesn't have anything special.
Well, they liked Avalanche.
Has Avalanche?
Yeah, they liked Avalanche a lot, so they were like, oh, we want to make this hard for people to get.
But Gemini is free.
Mm-hmm. I know, I like Ghost Town. I love Ghost Town.
I'm a huge fan of Ghost Town.
I don't like Ghost Town because people with the shotgun in the main room. That's pretty much it.
I don't like it because it's for noobs, like Dust Storm. I'm just kidding.
You're in the noob section.
Thanks.
Nub section, sorry.
I'm just kidding. I do like when Dusty snipes on it, though, because I feel more comfortable.
Ah!
When he's on my team, at least. Was that the map that me and you played on? No, that was... I think
it was...
At one time we played together, that map we played on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, we were playing together, and then he got matched up on the other team.
No, that was Last Resort.
Last Resort.
Last Resort.
And I sniped the heck out of him the entire
time. You sniped me 3 times in a row! I counted! And we lost by 3 points. Except I had the highest score on our team.
Anywho. So you will be getting ODST then, Obsidian?
Yeah, definitely. I'm picking up... When they say Tuesday midnight, does that mean Wednesday morning or Tuesday morning?
Monday morning. So
Monday morning.
Monday night. Monday morning.
Midnight.
Monday night.
Oh. Midnight is always the beginning of the day.
11:59 p.m. Monday.
So Monday, be there early.
Yeah, because I have school, so I'll probably be picking up Wednesday and then hopefully being able to complete the campaign in the day.
I'll pick up Tuesday. Why pick it up Wednesday?
I think I'm going to be hanging out at GameStop from 6 o'clock until it comes out. And I'm actually thinking about bringing my TV and Xbox, and there's 3 of us going to GameStop to get it because we all pre-ordered it there, and we're just going to play Halo.
Jack the electricity?
As long as we can find a plug, we'll be fine.
If I have a ride over, I'll go over at midnight. But if I don't, then I don't. So.
Well, I'm hosting a party, so I better be there.
Well, yeah, I can't go there. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah, if my little brother finished his Master Chief helmet, I probably would have taken that to GameStop. But
what? He's making one?
Yeah.
Little brother's awesome.
It's a thread on the forum somewhere.
I don't think I checked it.
How old is your little brother?
10. No.
Whoa.
Does it look realistic?
Yeah, it looks. The one he's working on now is a Mark V. It's direct game model.
Wow.
We gotta interview this kid.
You gotta come to the next MLG event, and we'll talk to your brother.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. Get some costumes for us. What?
We'll pay you some money.
Yeah, we'll definitely. $200 for supplies, Dustin. It's free.
Well, if we had some donations, cough.
Hey, I might. $200 is good. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, Dustin, I heard you were just racking in the money with that PayPal thing.
No.
You get a 360 that you're.
I wish that was the case, but no, it's not.
He really is. He's just lying.
Yeah, thanks, G. Lewis.
I'm kidding.
I know. No.
Yeah, man. Thanks for calling us. Thank you for calling us, buddy.
Yep.
And I just want to give this plug for him. He's actually starting up a new podcast as well. So, look out for that.
What's his name?
It's The Endeavor, which is in my Skype thing, and I think it's in my Podtacular blog or something.
Hmm. Okay. Check that out.
Sounds good. Well, you haven't been on the show before at all, so this is actually your first appearance, isn't it?
Yep. Well, also, my mic was broken for 2 months now, so.
Okay. Well, I might have to have you on the show, like, for an official guest sometime.
Thanks, man.
Official.
Well, thanks for stopping by. We'll go ahead and get our next guest on. I think Uzumaki has his mic fixed, so we're going to try.
I like what it says in the Skype chat. Dustorm has ejected Obsidian Chow.
Yes, I've
been ejected.
He's the umpire. There's no answer.
I booed him. He's out.
He's not online.
No.
Uzi's not online.
And it says he's online for me.
No.
Aw. Oh, shush.
There he is.
Hello.
He's there now.
Uzu Monkey, did your mic work?
Hello.
Okay, yes. Introduce who you are.
Okay. Good. Hello.
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, introduce yourself.
I am Uzumaki, your official podtacular with Pokemon.
You're welcome for that, by the way.
Yay.
Yes.
How are you doing? Good, sir?
Not too bad.
Good, good.
Are you playing Halo?
Sometimes. Right now I'm playing Need for Speed Pro Street, so.
Oh, okay, cool, cool.
Nice. Get a little racing in there. No, get a little adrenaline going.
I prefer Warthog racing. Riding shotgun and with a shotgun.
Until it works great until you run over a cliff.
And then you feel like you're
on. Then it sounds like
so great. Yeah, that kind of suck. Anyway, what is your question and or comment?
Well, I have to say, ODST looks awesome.
Yes.
But cool.
The only thing I'm afraid about is that they might have screwed up the engineers. I mean, they don't look like they imply in the books and Halo Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if this is Bungie's first representation of the engineers, so they can do whatever the hell they want. So
that's true.
Technically, if the books are true canon like they're supposed to be, then I believe that the engineers were like they could walk, and the engineers were supposed to be the ones that built everything.
Yeah,
they float. They still float in the books.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, they had the engineers in Halo Wars, except I don't know how.
They were really, really small. Yeah.
They were supposed to be coded into Halo 1, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they were, but they didn't get in
at the last second.
Yeah. So they didn't know how to use them.
Bet they might have been in Halo 2 as well, but they had to cut so much out of that game that I guess I didn't make it in.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really want to hang out with two engineers.
I actually have one thing. There are two achievements in the for the campaign. One of them is you don't kill any engineers in this one part of the game or the entire campaign. I can't remember which one it is. And the other one is you kill all of them. So
I think all of
there's
them
a trade off there. I don't know how it would affect like if the engineers actually are giving like the squad that finds you like overshields, because if they are, then you kind of have to kill it that first time.
That's what they say. They say that they're supposed to be like combat buffers.
Yeah, they give the Covenant overshields, but I'm trying to figure out if you have to kill them the first time if you mistakenly like activate like a patrol and they like come after you, and they have overshields, or if you can the second time around you can sneak around and be the Good Samaritan is what the achievement's called and not have to kill them and just avoid that squad altogether.
Well, so, if you run up to them, they run away.
If you
charge the squad and then they'll run away. So I guess if you get a sniper, it's no skill.
That's what Shishka told us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said that if there's
But he was talking specifically firefight, and I would assume it would carry over for campaign, but
I wouldn't see the point of having engineers in firefight. I mean, they're not really combat. They're sort of just support.
Yeah, they just make things a little harder.
Yeah. I bet you the harder the difficulty, the more of them there are, just because they give some overshields.
Well, they say you'll usually never find two next to each other.
Oh, yeah, because the two next to each other, they give each other overshields.
Yes, they would.
I would just...
And it's like, oh, crap. Well, as Shishka said, if there's two engineers over you, you're in trouble.
They grab your hands.
So you're dead, pretty much.
Yes.
So.
Anyway, man, thanks for coming on, and thanks for...
Thank you very much.
...reminding us about those engineers, those pesky engineers. Probably have a lot of tips for those coming up soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because they haven't been in any game before, right? This is the first game.
Halo Wars, so.
Halo Wars, but that's not a Bungie game, per se. They didn't develop it, so no, it's not a Bungie game.
True, okay, so first Bungie game has been
first
in there.
Bungie game, yes.
And I kind of hold Bungie as the narrator of Halo, so whatever they say is pretty much goes.
I hold Flink O'Connor. Flink O'Connor as a narrator of Halo.
I remember Shishka talking about the Halo Bible. I think anything out of there, that's Bungie territory, and that's what goes into their games.
We should have asked him for a copy of it.
Oh. That would have been amazing.
Like, here's $50. You can have a copy.
Yeah, I have it right here in my pocket. Miniature version of the Halo Bible.
That'd be funny.
The Halo Bible. It's probably not even small enough to be in encyclopedia form.
It's like a binder, he said, I'm pretty sure, right? It's like just a binder of all these pages.
I wonder like how big the binder is. Because that can't be a small binder.
No.
Like, it's probably bigger than a 3-inch binder.
Pretty sure, yeah.
But that'd be interesting. Like,
it's the biggest binder in the world. Only Jerome can pick it up. It's so big.
And he has to pick it up with his gravity hammer.
Yes.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Gotta beat it around.
We got some more PodTac peeps.
Yes, we do. I'm seeing if he's ready.
Obsidian.
He says he is. He says
Obsidian here is saying that Halo Wiki is our Halo Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's pretty accurate. Halo Wiki would probably
Is this the last one, Dustin?
Unless someone else chats me. But, yeah, this should be the last one. Hello.
Hi.
What's up, man?
Introduce yourself.
I'm Giphy Boy, 92.
Very nice. How you doing, sir?
Good. I just pre-ordered ODST, actually.
You sound different on Skype than you do on Xbox Live.
I tell you this every single time.
So does Puckett. Puckett sounds different.
I've never talked to you, like, on Xbox Live.
Oh, we have?
But you say that you've played with me all the time.
I could have swore we have. Anyway, Giphy Boy 92, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I could have swore I played with you. I guess not.
I don't know.
Anywho.
You're on my friends list.
Sorry, Dustin. I had to do it.
It's okay. It's okay.
Okay,
anyway, Giphy Boy, what is your question and or comment?
Why do you think you keep playing with me, G. Lou, with this?
Why do you not accept my friend request?
No, I don't know. I'm just, like, really looking forward to ODST, I guess, now.
What you looking for? What you looking for? What's the one thing that you want the most?
Probably the firefight, and then the recon that comes with the firefight.
Nice.
Well, technically it comes with firefight and the campaign.
Are you going to be
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, me too. More Sargard choppiness.
I'm looking forward to the things that he'll say in firefight.
Yeah.
Johnson.
Yep.
Yeah.
That I don't know, I was watching some achievement videos, and it sounds like even for the grunts and the brutes that they added even more dialogue.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to see what extra dialogue they put in there.
Yeah.
More things for the pocket.
Maybe there's another grunt like in Halo 3 somewhere in the city. It's just cowering there.
Well, they had one on each game except, did they have one on Halo 2?
I think they did.
Where was it?
Where was the one in Halo 1?
When you were driving on the last part to get out, and it was in one of the corridors?
Oh.
The blood stains? The blood written on the wall?
I don't remember about Halo 2, but I bet I can just go search YouTube. Good old YouTube.
So yay.
That is your sanctuary.
Hey,
I've been there since the beginning, too. Like, remember how it became such a big thing? Like, whatever. I was there before that, so.
Giphy, how about you? Where have you been ever since it was a big thing?
Or what was a big thing?
Never mind. I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
Halo.
Before Halo, I actually didn't have an Xbox before Halo. Like,
I started out.
Halo was the Xbox title.
So he was born titles, with a controller in his hand.
No. Wow. Yeah. I had played Halo like two or three times, and then I went out and I was like, I gotta buy an Xbox and play Halo 2.
That's pretty legit. That's legit.
Yeah, and then I searched Poptacular and then found that. And
oh, nice.
Then got Xbox 360 and then Xbox Live and Halo 3 and all that.
Nice. Represent.
Yeah.
Represent? What?
Well, I'll be playing some Firefight with you since I've never played with you before.
Yeah, well, I guess I have. It's just not like I haven't really talked to you, I guess.
Oh, okay. No, that may be it. That may be.
Why? Are you scared of talking to him?
Yeah.
It's like,
he's such a celebrity.
He's just in awe. You know, I say the dumbest crap when we're not recording.
Yeah, you do.
Well, we're recording right now, too, so... for everyone who's listening, imagine what it's like off the air.
Yes. Pre-edit. No, post-edit, too.
Yeah.
Anywho.
So, well, thank you.
Alrighty.
Appreciate it.
See you, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you on Dive.
Cool. It's weird, though. Like, whenever I'm at an MLG event, when you say, like, goodbye to your teammates, you're like... Well, I guess I'll see you in a couple days.
I'll see you live. Bye. So,
yeah.
Goodbye, me arty.
Goodbyes now.
Now.
You must leave the bald guy.
And it's like you see you later, but you actually never see the person.
No. Yeah.
All you do is hear the person.
Would you go to Orlando, Dustin? To meet Fumo in the meat
shop? No, I haven't.
I said, would you go?
Oh. Yeah, at some point. Depends on when I would go.
Okay.
Like, I probably wouldn't go during school, unless school got closed for a week due to weather, but...
Or swine flu.
Swine flu. H1V1 school's closed.
Yeah, actually, no, we actually had a small, isolated, confirmed case of that on campus.
Oh.
So that's yes. Funny. Have you guys ever seen the movie Quarantine?
Like, not the whole blown out thing, but it was a small incident.
Just one person?
No, there were a few people, and they said if you were sick, stay indoors and don't worry about going to class.
I'm so sick, teacher. I can't. I just can't go for the life of me. I don't know what it is. I come out when pigs fly.
Blowing chunks.
I ate a baked burger.
Anyway, we got one more person who wants to be on.
One more.
Yes.
Guest. One more.
And I bet G. Lewis can guess who it is.
Is it me?
You're already on here, so I think you're good.
You might have guessed.
Phantom Sniper is pointing out to G. Lewis.
Oh,
okay. H1N1, not V1.
Oh, my bad.
You're already on here, so I think
lag.
Phantom Sniper is pointing out to
Echo.
Hello.
Hello.
You're already on here, so
mute your live stream.
Lag.
Phantom Sniper is
ready yet?
Got a little reverb. You there?
Is that coming through to you guys?
Yep, yeah, it was.
Because you didn't mute it, man.
Whoops.
Introduce himself.
It's okay, fail.
Please.
Where's the fail boat driver at?
So why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Chucky J.
Who is that? I've never met this person.
I haven't played with you on live. What?
I don't know if we've played 1 versus 100 before, haven't we, a few times?
I don't know if we did that, but we've definitely played some Halo.
I think me and Brent played a lot. Anywho. What you calling for, man? You got any questions?
Questions, comments?
Yes. I'm obviously most looking forward to Firefight.
Me too, yes.
But as far as like different kind of stuff, I think what Amplified was saying about the structure of the campaign being different, that's going to be really interesting.
Yes, yeah. Not linear no more. I hope there's no cheesiness in this one.
You know what?
Like when,
why, whatever would you be talking about?
I told Shishka that in our interview, that it was just cheesy that the Floods show up both times at the most worst opportune time. Yeah. He was like, he goes, he didn't say anything. He just said, yeah, we've heard that before.
Well, there's no Flood in this one, so that's good.
Yes.
It'll be good to have a game without the Flood.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Reach
no
won't have Flood. Reach won't have Flood. Hopefully.
I wouldn't put it past Bungie to sneak.
No, because after Reach, that's when Chief's running away from Reach when they go to Halo.
Okay, yeah, we also thought for Halo Wars. They might
But they're running from the Covenant. They're not.
But on Halo Wars, they got away with it because, like you said on the interview, you know, that's the whole crew of the ship is asleep, so they aren't able to tell people.
That's so stupid.
What was stupider about it is they did it on purpose.
You were out of college.
Yeah. Well, we all know that.
Stupidest about it.
We all know that Halo 1, that was the first encounter with the Flood, right?
Yes.
Okay. Halo 1 takes place after Reach has been destroyed. They're running away.
Halo 1 takes place after Halo Wars, too.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Technically.
Well, it's the first encounter with the Flood that people actually learn about.
First recorded incident. We'll put it that way.
Yes.
But in Halo Wars, their AI, she figures out within a matter of moments what the Flood is, whereas in Halo 1, it takes Cortana the entire game to figure out what the Flood
supposedly
is.
Supposedly, it's because that
she has all that information in her head.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that Cortana's in Chief, and then. Whatever that other girl's, I forgot her name, Serena.
Serena had like a lot of
more resources. Supposedly, I don't know how a computer program works.
More resources. Well, I mean,
I think it was for the fans. They did it kind of like, hey, you know, there's this parasite, and I already, you know,
yeah,
she almost did it with like a sarcastic attitude when she said it.
Yeah, called the Flood. Oh, really?
No, but what I'm looking forward to is some of the weird stuff that they're trying, or different stuff. Like, other games have had these little like audio logs that you pick up and hear a story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're doing that for the first time in Halo now.
Yeah, so, that's pretty cool. They have actually achievements for those.
With Satan.
Right.
Which one?
Tyler's telling us that Halo Wars took place in 2531, whereas Halo 1 and 2 were taking place in 2552, so...
Yeah, 20 years. In fact, it says that on the opening cinematic, you know, 20 years before the Halo incident.
And their whole timeline thing in that game as well. So it's
I don't know. It was pretty cool to see them have the Pillar of Autumn in Halo Wars.
Yeah.
Right.
When I saw that little clip, I was like, oh, cool.
That's pretty cool, yep. But not the Forward Unto Dawn.
I guess the other thing that they've been talking about is that the artists they were stressed out, but they had a lot of time to polish things. So, like, the graphics engine isn't any better necessarily.
No.
But it's still going to look a lot better just because they've had a lot of time to work on.
Oh, no, the graphics wasn't bad for an RTS.
I mean in ODST. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I thought we were still on that topic.
Like it's still the Halo 3 engine.
But the city looks really cool.
Yes. If it plays during a whole one day, or if it gets light sometime.
Apparently, no matter how long you spend in the city as the rookie, you're at nighttime.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's perennial night.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you don't spend more than 12 hours. In the city.
Unless you're playing Legendary. Then maybe you can do a little more than 12 hours.
And trying to find all the little Sadie story things.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
It's going to be interesting going and just replaying the game to figure out what is all in the game.
Yeah.
That'll be the interesting part.
It'd be a cool
option. So is that what you guys are going to do?
Turn off squads.
Well, no. I think first time I'm going to do is go through, do the campaign just to finish it, go back, get achievements, and then go back and explore.
I think what I'm going to do is go through on normal by myself and do all the achievements.
No, Amp.
And then what? So I know the layout and everything, you know? No. And then I go through legendary with maybe with a teammate, I don't know. But I'll just go through legendary and get the legendary achievements and all that and know exactly what I'm doing and get through it all.
Well, on the Bungie update this time and last time before the launch, Frankie said that Halo fans need to play on Heroic.
Yeah, when I get the game, I'm going to play through the game on Heroic first, beat it, and then go back on normal.
You guys are
achievements,
wimps.
Explore, and then go back and beat it on Legendary.
You guys are wimps. Play on Legendary.
Fine. Well, go through Legendary first.
I'm a wimp.
I find Heroic is a nice balance of...
Heroic is way too easy, and Heroic is way
too making hard. It challenging and making it enjoyable.
Because you have to go through, what's it called? Like, there's the classic achievement. You guys know about that one?
No.
The Vidmaster classic achievement where you don't fire anything or throw grenades through an entire mission.
I'm going to do that at the end.
Was that on a particular difficulty?
After I beat the...
I think that's... I don't know if it is. But
I don't like when achievements get
like
that.
You have to do that one. So you have to go back anyway. Then, I don't know. That one's probably best to do with a partner, you know, so they can do any scrap work if they need to. But... Mm. You just be stealth the entire time, you know.
Make good point.
Well, it's also because if you're doing multiplayer, that might only work if none of you at all shoot a shot.
Yeah, I would guess
there might be a catch.
Yeah, I think
Tyler says it's on legendary.
Okay,
so that would be challenging for sure.
Yes,
that's when you use your visor mode and
can you
figure out where all the enemy is. And hide in all the passageways.
There's probably one that's easier than another one. Like, there's one specific one that's got to be easier than all the other ones to do right. There.
And you won't know what that is until you finish.
Until you watch YouTube 2 weeks after it's out.
Ah!
2 weeks before it's out.
Yeah.
Because the French have already posted tons of YouTube.
Yeah, even though they're not even supposed to
for a while,
have
they were deleting them, I thought.
Yeah, but they weren't supposed to have them. Because
no, they were
release date. No, I think that they stopped selling them in France. They took them off the shelves.
Oh,
right. It was accidental, as far as I know. It's not like
it was legit. Successful.
No, well, they
I would have bought it. I would have been like, yes, please.
Yeah,
I thought it was just like the early Australian release, like Halo Wars was.
Yes, the customers are legit. The stores are not legit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't want to punish the customers, but. At the same
right.
time, they don't want them posting spoilers.
Uh-huh.
So.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks, Chucky, for being on.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Screw Florida.
Someone else who's going to buy the game and not rent it.
Yeah. We're winning, but we're not doing so hot.
Yeah.
Okay. See you, Chucky.
See you, mate.
Bye.
He doesn't like this.
Very nice.
Duststorm ejected Chuck J from the chat.
Yeah, I'm pretty mean like that. Kind of sucks, but kind of have to do it. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have anything left to say about ODST?
Buy it.
Yeah.
You won't be. Buy it from Best Buy. Cause
if you like Halo... Buy it. You won't be disappointed.
No, yes. If you are a Halo, true Halo fan.
Because I don't want to like go after like, oh, I'm a Gears player, but I like Halo a little bit. Then you might not like it. But
yeah.
If you're a Halo fan, you'll like this game.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to agree.
It's a great holiday gift. Maybe we should buy it for Captain Planet for Christmas.
If we had the money. I know JVB sent out.
No, how about this? How about he donates $60. And then
That would be totally mean and ironic.
That'd be funny. Well, if you get the game this week from Best Buy, you get a free $10 gift card. So, I mean, you don't get any money off the game, but you get $10 gift cards.
I hate to say it, but I already pre-ordered mine from GameStop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, most people.
I'm on Johnson.
For you guys who didn't pre-order, I mean, I pre-ordered, but if you didn't, check that out for at Best Buy.
All you guys who won't have Johnson.
I have the most cigar-chomping-ness Marine.
Yeah, we feel sorry for you, so you can go get $10 to get Best Buy.
I'll sell it to you for $5 if you want my my ID code. If somebody wants it, I'll do it.
Interesting proposition.
I'll donate it to Captain Planet's Buy the Game Fund.
Yeah. Wow. As for, they can give it to him, and he won't have the game. Just me. Just have this code.
Just have the code.
I'll just have the code.
Ice in the body.
It'll be staring at him until he breaks down and gets the game. Okay.
I just want to do a quick plug since I'll be doing an ODST episode as well. We're gonna Lone Above and I are gonna go do one for Halo Amplified. So look out for that this week.
Yeah, man.
Next week we're gonna also do another ODST episode, which is gonna be the post ODST hype.
Yeah. Like, we have
pre ODST hype.
We'll take
today.
Collins again.
Yes, we will do the
tell
same
your
thing again.
Tell your mom. Tell your dad. Tell your uncle.
And hopefully this week, Greg and I will figure out scheduling time so we actually will have an announcement out at least 4 days in advance. So people will know.
2 hours notice, people.
I mean, 16. We had a max of 17 viewers, which is pretty nice for 2 hours.
You should get Twitter updates to people's phones.
Just do it.
I posted it on Twitter.
Everybody,
when we went live on Twitter.
We should do a thing that everybody sends us their text message, and I can just do a mass text to everybody. Let them know. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, you should get one of those backup texting where they do mass texting or whatever.
I'll text them if anybody wants to go out these.
Well, Hype had one for the
who wants to go
plan
see,
at one point.
Wants to go see Avatar with me.
I have to say, like, the easiest way to do that would be Twitter. If you get a Twitter and make people sign up for texting for the Twitter update. Do it over Twitter.
So. I don't think.
Actually, you can do it with Google.
Can you do it with Google?
Yes.
Google.
My phone can do that.
Oh yeah, you probably can with Google Talk, right?
If you send a chat message through Google to a phone number, it shows up as a text.
And you can schedule those, I bet.
Maybe.
Interesting.
I'm computer dumb, Zor, so I
don't know. Nah. Anyway, wrapping up the show.
Wrap.
Send in your comments, questions, submissions to podtackle@gmail.com.
Okay, this whiteboard. Okay. Sorry.
Your submissions are what makes the show what it is, so be sure to submit. Keep an eye on Podtackle for an invitation to send submissions in for next week's show. And there's not going to be submissions unless we have a few more random frags. We'll talk about
that. Yeah, we'll be call-ins, but there will not be submissions.
Right. Yeah. We'll probably make next week a call-in show, too. I guess we can get people to call in and just throw in the call-ins, and then we'll have people join in when they want.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
Tales from the Foxhole.
Exactly. Thank you, Ryan, for that.
And thanks for the ODST one, like Dusty just said. So.
Yes.
That actually makes more sense now.
All right. Be sure to check out our website.
What made more sense?
That it's ODST now, Foxhole. This Master Chief doesn't really hide behind stuff. He just runs.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
But you don't really, unless you're a camper, it doesn't really.
Ah!
All right, be sure to check out our website at podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There are many regular Halo events you can get involved in, meet some cool fellow gamers.
Wow.
That was purposeful. So, yeah.
Okay.
If you want to get involved in the community, check out the Podtacular Professional and Recreational Clans and the PC Clan, community staff, staffed events, and much more.
Oh, boy. That's Dustin's turn now.
Yes, it is. Thanks to everyone that contribute to Podtacular by dedicating time to lead
Follow
events.
Follow us on Twitter.
working on the site and keeping it up running.
Yes.
Helping out with the bills by donating through PayPal.
And following us on Twitter.
Following us on Twitter and Facebook.
Following us on Twitter.
Or subscribing to the show on iTunes and Zune Marketplace.
Or by following us on Twitter. One of Twitter. The above works.
Wow.
Check out the right other now. Shows at the GamerCast Network, which I haven't actually checked in a while. I assume they are still GamerTech Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, The Achievement Junkie, The GCN, View Game Show, Retro Force. Oh, actually, you updated this. Pod Toy. I don't know what that is. I don't know what Podcastle is either. What are those?
They're on there. I updated it like a month ago. So.
Where are they? Do you know what they are?
No.
Okay, JBB's, I think it's still JBB's show, Postgame Report at TalkingAboutGames.com, which is also where you'll find Uncle Game and Destructoid. Actually, about JBB, did he move back? He moved back home, didn't
he? He's in New York, yep.
New York.
He did.
GamerCast.
He's back up there with Regis.
I live in New York now. Does that count?
I texted him a couple days ago. He hasn't responded, so I guess he got a new phone number.
Okay. Cool. Well, thanks, guys, for everyone who came for the live show, especially on such short notice. So, any last comments before we close out?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Buy ODST. Help Bungie out. They make good games.
They make good games. Make the good ones.
What's up?
Why don't you tell people again what your podcast is and what your website is?
All right. So go ahead and check me out over at the Halo Amplified podcast. We're starting up this week again. We had quite a long break. So the website is haloamplified.blogspot.com. Yes, we're still at Blogspot, but we're doing good stuff. So check us out. We're probably doing a bi-weekly schedule again, do some news for you guys and reports on big events. Such as ODST. So.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, dokie.
Okay, dokie. It's me, Mario. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, guys, for listening in. Until next time, I am Duststorm.
I'm Gene Lewis.
And I'm Amplified Silence. Your follow gamer.
This has been a recording of Pod Techno, presented by PodTechno.com.
Thank you, Lewis. Is no.
I'm not.
What? Ah! Jesus, dump section.
Fail.